Welcome back to the official Leeds United podcast with me, Emma Jones, and these guys, Matthew Lewis and Jermaine Bedford. Happy New Year, lads. Feels
happy
a bit weird
year.
Saying that mid-January, but Happy New Year.
When's your cut-off point? When can you no longer say Happy New Year anymore?
Is there a cut-off point? I guess it's
yeah,
not.
Yeah, well, you can't say it in June, can you? Like, there's got to be a cut-off at some point.
It's going to be weird, isn't it? Because like, you always say it to people you've not seen since New Year's Day or New Year's Eve. So if you see somebody in June, for example,
are you
still going to say New Year's Eve because you've not seen or spoken to him since?
That's taking a piss. I'd be really annoyed if you did that.
But would you be even more annoyed if somebody hadn't wished you a Happy New Year?
Yeah.
Just asking. And everybody else, you know, they say, yeah, their well wishes were amazing. What, you didn't get any? That would be scandalous. I'd have you thinking.
To be honest, lads, I think it's probably a bit annoying for people wishing him a Happy New Year at this stage in January, isn't it?
Yeah.
I feel like we've gone beyond the cutoff already.
Yeah, what are we on? The 11th. I think you got a week.
Mm. Now, for anybody who is just listening to the official Leeds United podcast and not watching it on YouTube, Matt has changed drastically since
he has indeed.
I haven't put on that much weight. Come on.
It's definitely
holiday weight. That's all it is. Come on. Bloody hell.
We all know who's been balls deep in the chocolates, don't we, Lasse?
Protection from the elements.
I do love Cadbury's.
I'm joking. He's just grown a lot of facial hair.
Yeah, a beard.
Impressive effort for like 3 weeks worth. That's a proper beard, Matt. Why?
Because I'm really lazy. I was in England for Christmas and this is so boring. Because of the power differential, like in the voltage of the plugs, I can't bring my razor over. So I have to leave one in the UK and one in the US. But the one in the UK was in its box and I just couldn't be bothered getting it out of the box. So I just thought, sod it. I just won't shave for 3 weeks. That's how lazy I am, mate.
Shut up.
That's how lazy I am.
Nonsense.
Hey, I bet it's kept you warm though. It's like a face scarf, that, isn't it?
It is quite warm, actually. And it's cold here as well. It's cold here. It is only 13 degrees here. So I need it to keep it.
Em, are you actually gonna let him have that and let him run away with it? The voltage on the razor doesn't work for him to have a shave. You're
right.
Joking.
You see, in America, they have 110 volts. In the UK, it's like 230. And if I bring my razor over and plug it in the UK, it'll blow it. So I have to have a one in the UK.
Don't believe you. I think you should try it and prove it.
Will it blow with a travel adapter?
Yeah. It will. They will all. And then vice versa. If I bring a UK razor over here, there won't be enough power coming out of the wall to charge it. So it won't work. So I need two. That's why I have two.
Oh, they are expensive as well, aren't they?
Well, no, I mean, I've got one. I just couldn't bother getting out of the box.
That's super lazy. Genuinely.
Guys, we are just showing the official Leeds United podcast listeners exactly what they've been missing here, aren't we?
Hold on, are we recording?
This is good quality content. I'll shave it by next week. I'll have something different next week.
No, I don't think I want you to. I want to see how much you can grow it. Just like a big grizzly.
A big Amish, like beard. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, let's do it.
Mid-chest.
I get to join up.
So, Matt, there's your New Year's resolution then. You're going to grow a big beard.
Oh, yeah, not have a shave. The opposite, yeah.
Jermaine, have you got any New Year's resolutions?
Yeah, I definitely have. I've got one, and it's try not to get in as much trouble as I got in last year.
Well, that's impossible.
I know. Hey, but listen, if we don't try, we won't make it. So I'm going to try and see how long it'll last. Probably about 45 minutes.
Did you get in a lot of trouble last year, Bex?
I got in a lot of trouble. I always get in trouble, don't I? I live for this moment. I enjoy this moment. And then I get told off for living in this moment all the time by the people that want to pre-plan everything else.
Yeah. Don't let them cage you.
I try not to, mate.
You got to spread your wings.
That's exactly why we love you here on the podcast and exactly why the man that has to edit it, Dave, hates you because it takes him ages.
I know. I saw him the other day, absolutely buzzing. He's been holding onto my headphones for at least a year.
Oh, you got him.
Boom.
Hey.
I got him back. He loves me.
Amazing.
Right, obviously, lads, Pat is still working away. hopefully going to be back fit soon and back joining us on the official Leeds United podcast at some point. But it's just nice to see you pair again. I mean, we can't overlook the fact, Matt, that since you've been away, the Harry Potter reunion, that's been aired, hasn't it? You've got to tell us about that because you were all hush-hush. Remember when we tried to quiz you on it?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen it, so I don't even know if I'm in it.
Okay.
Yeah, I can talk about it if you want. You can ask me a question about it. I'll answer it.
I've seen the picture and you're sitting down on the front on the right-hand side, I think. It looked good. I'm just saying, it looked good. If it was you, you look good. If it wasn't
thanks,
you,
mate.
Then.
That's good of you. Thank you.
I don't know what to tell you.
I think that was Daniel Radcliffe, that, though, wasn't it?
Oh,
right. I always get those two mixed up.
Well, do you know what, Matt? It's great that you enjoyed it that much that you've been so keen to watch it yourself.
No, I don't watch anything that I've done.
Why not?
Mostly it's because I'm quite hypercritical of anything that I do and it's just uncomfortable and I don't enjoy it. And I just spend the whole time going, oh, I wish I'd done that differently. I wish I could do that again. The only time I've ever watched something is if I'm doing a different accent and I just want to just make sure it's not shit.
Make sure you've got it right. Yeah.
I mean, it's like too late by then. It's on TV, but I just want to hear it and go, okay, that's all right, that fine. And I'll
so
turn it off.
What accents have you had to do?
I've done a few over the years. I played a Cockney police officer in Ripper Street.
Go on.
Let's hear it.
No, I'm not doing it for you now. No.
What do you mean?
No, they don't pay me enough on here to do that.
It's on TV.
Yeah, well, you can go on Amazon and you can go and hear it yourself, can't you?
Amazon? I have to pay for that.
Yeah.
Matt, go on, come on. We got Pat doing accents last time he was on, didn't we?
Yeah, he's good at it. He's really good at that.
I
thought he was outstanding. He was definitely our accent man.
If you think he's good, I can't wait to hear yours.
Did we even keep that in or was it too offensive? I don't even know if we kept it in or not.
No idea. We're going to have to do an outtakes, aren't we?
I think it got edited. I think we kept some in and edited somewhere. It was kind of like you couldn't really tell what accent he was trying
to put on. Hold on, Em. He's just admitted he doesn't listen to the official Leeds United podcast. Are you joking me?
It's the same thing. It's the same reasoning because I'm hypercritical. That's why. I'm not a natural like you guys. I have to work really hard at it, so I don't want to hear it back, you know.
I call BS. I call it. That's bang out of order. Shame on
Can't
you.
Can't be arse shaving. Can't be arse listening to the official Leeds United podcast. What do you do with your life, Matt Lewis?
That's a good question. I ask myself the same thing every morning. What am I doing with my life?
A day in the life.
Feel free to get in touch and let us know what you think Matt Lewis is doing with his life. Hashtag LUFTPod.
Or what he should be doing, yeah. That's a great idea.
Oh, bloody hell, I've missed you, Pat. Right, lad, should we talk about the football?
Yes.
I'm going to do it in reverse order because obviously we're chatting after the FA Cup defeat against West Ham. Yep. It's been a few days since that. Have either of you worked out how that goal stood?
The guys and girls in the VAR room wearing West Ham kits. That's what I've come right. to. That's the conclusion I've come to. Because nothing else makes sense.
It's one of the worst VAR decisions I've genuinely ever seen. And, you know, you have things where you go, oh, well, you know, it's his interpretation. It's subjective. And you go, fine. There is no bit of that I understand how it's even possible they've come to that decision. It couldn't have been more offside if it tried. I don't get it at all.
And I think had it been disallowed, I don't think West Ham would have been shocked.
Not at all. Not in the slightest. No way.
I think you'd be hard pushed to find anybody that understands that decision.
Well, I mean, you know, I've seen goals disallowed because players in an offside position are just blocking the view of the goalkeeper.
Yeah.
Never mind making physical contact with him and blocking him from getting to the ball. I just, as soon as they started to check whether he touched it, I thought they're not gonna disallow this. But I thought no, that's crazy. Surely they're just checking if he's touched it to make it clear, and then they'll see that he's clearly impeded the play and they'll chalk it off. And I just could not believe it. And I don't know if we're ever going to get an explanation? Do they do an explanation?
No, they don't. But this is something that I would love to see. I would love to hear what the officials and the VAR assistants have to say about it and the discussions they have while they're deciding what's going on. Why have you pulled it up? Why have you stopped play? What are you looking at? Why are you looking at that? That's what I want to know. And not as a Leeds United fan, but as a football fan, That's what I would like to know. They do it in all other sports. So what's the issue? What's the problem? But we also have the length of time it takes for them to get to a conclusion as well. And that's absolutely something that I cannot fathom. It's meant to be, VAR is meant to be in there to help us decide whether a decision, a situation is clear and obvious, something that the referee's missed that is clear and obvious. If it's taking you more than 45 seconds, a minute, that's not clear and obvious.
Oh, he was making such a good point then as well.
Has he gone?
Yeah.
You're right, he was making a really good point. He was on a roll.
You're right. And I think that a lot of the frustration comes with, well, as we've said, is we just don't know what it is they're looking for or looking at. And there's no communication there. And, you know, we understand as football fans, or at least the majority of us understand, that the laws of the game are, you know, they're intricate, there is lots of technicalities, and that referees have to work through all this. But we therefore need to know, that are they changing? Is there a new way of interpreting it? Like that offside that we're talking about there with Leeds there is, you know, maybe they've got it right. Maybe there's a new rule we don't know about. Well, then we as fans need to know, the players need to know, the managers need to know. They need to come out and just explain to us so that we can all be on the same page, or this frustration of not understanding what it is they're disallowing goals for or giving goals for is going to make the whole situation worse. It's just communication, really.
Jermaine has joined us. Jermaine, are you with us?
I am. I'm back. Hopefully it lasts.
I've been trying to finish your really good points, and I think it's sort of you've set a bar really high, and I've just sort of probably finished them with a whimper, but I've tried, mate.
Do you know what, Jermaine? I can see that you're moving from room to room in your house. Good job you've got 18 of them to get through, innit?
22.
My apologies.
You've got 18 left to go through.
Yeah. Before we lose you again, potentially, why do you think, you know, when you do see it in other sports where you are able to hear the reasons behind the decision, why do you think with VAR we are not in that situation yet? Do you think it's because in many ways it is still in its infancy?
Well, this is my problem. This is my issue. So we in the football industry have picked up VAR, something that's been used for 10 years plus in other sports, in other countries, in this country as well. And we've tried to make something completely unique to ourselves. But it, instead of using something that's already tried and tested, why complicate something that doesn't need complicating? And that was my frustration. We could have easily picked up the VAR styles that they use in rugby very, very easily. You know, they break it down almost immediately. The referees converse with each other so that everybody can hear what's going on, when the decision's being made, why it's been made. Keep it simple. Keep it simple. Don't be a smart ass. Don't try and do something that's a little bit different, a little bit unique because you want to be different and unique. No. If you've got something that works, use it. Simple.
Well, it's the smoke and mirrors is what causes the frustration, that we just don't know what's going on. And, you know, as a rugby league fan, I've seen it for, as Beck said there, over a decade, work very well in rugby league. And you don't always have to agree with the decision. You might disagree with, you know, what you know, the subjective interpretation of the laws. You might disagree with the video referee. But when you hear him explain how he's come to that decision, it at least removes the element of bias, the conspiratorial angle. It removes the idea of, you go, I just don't understand how he's got there, and therefore I am now not only annoyed at the decision, but I'm annoyed at the institution as a whole. It's far easier to just go, okay, I don't agree with him, but I see how he's got there, and that's just a difference of opinion. That's a whole different thing, and I don't know why football hasn't started with that and hasn't immediately brought that in.
Absolutely agree. It's just getting an explanation as to how they got to the decision. And like you say, that would remove the frustration behind it, even if you don't agree with it. Let's talk about our last league game, which feels like forever ago now. The 3-1 win over Burnley. And I tell you what, Matt, after that game, there was such a good feeling, wasn't there? Were you at that game?
No, I didn't make it. I wasn't able to get out because I was sort of not quite, we'd sort of formed a bubble with my family over Christmas. So I wasn't really able to get out to the game. I was able to see it, yeah.
Really annoying, actually, because we were all going to have a little podcast get together, weren't we, on the 28th for the game against Villa.
Yeah.
We were all going to go, and I'm gutted about that. I was well excited because that would be the first time that we'd met each other face to face.
COVID's got a lot to answer for, eh?
Yeah. But even from that embrace, the Marcelo Bielsa hug, which anybody would want to be on the receiving end of that. I don't know how long it lasted, was a while, but wasn't it? I watched it on Oh, it was amazing, wasn't it? It was just, it was lovely. And things felt good, didn't they, after that performance?
Yeah, yeah, completely. You know, I mean, it obviously eased a tremendous amount of pressure after the weeks that we'd had. And I don't just mean results either. I mean, just in terms of the injuries that we've been picking up and the overall feeling of, I don't want to say negativity, but it's more of a, you get into a rut of, oh, what next? You know, we've been on the arse end of such bad luck over the last couple of months that you just start to think, well, where's the good coming from? Is there going to be any light at the end of this tunnel? So just that alone was a huge relief to get the 3 points. You know, through the prism of relegation, it's invaluable to get that 3 point cushion over Burnley. But crucially, I think it was just the way that we played, honestly. We just looked good. And, you know, considering the injuries that we have got and still had in that game, it was really nice to see us looking as strong and as a team as we did. And everything that Burnley tried to do to frustrate us and to try and break that cohesion down in the second half, I thought we met it really well, whether it was the substitutions, whether it was the players themselves. I just think that we just played that game really to a T. And again, with the free kick that went in, which shouldn't have even been a free kick, and then it's a bloody worldie out of nowhere, and you go, oh God, it's another bit of bad luck. What else is going to come? So to pick ourselves up off the canvas and go and score two more, all that just shows, I think, that okay, we might still be getting bad luck, but we've got the strength of character to fight out the other side of it.
You're right, because obviously when we have Pat joining us here, we've spoken about the fact that we've been plagued by injuries so far this season, and it has felt a bit sort of, it's felt as though people are feeling a bit down, you know, fans are feeling maybe a bit down. So I think that performance, that display and the win itself really lifted spirits. And just on that, I know we've spoken about the FA Cup game against West Ham, but credit to the young lads as well that are having to, well, getting the opportunity to step up on the big stage and, you know, managing to not look out of place.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. And it's been a real trial by fire for them because, you know, not only being thrown into the deep end of the Premier League, but you're also, you know, we are down in the bottom half. We are up against it. It's also been a really difficult run of fixtures. And make no mistake, like Burnley, yeah, okay, they're down in the relegation zone, but they're fighting for their lives. And that is, you know, there are no easy fixtures. We say that all the time. And that particularly, that is a tough game. And when they get that equaliser, the momentum's with them as well. And it could have been very easy for those younger lads to have wilted, and they didn't. Far from it, in fact. The hunger was there, the desire was there, and we're going to sound like a broken record before long talking about this kid, but Joffy, like, that ball was just sensational, and I know he's picked up a little niggle as well, but I can't wait to see what more he's going to do this year.
Yeah, it's very exciting. I know Leeds fans are very excited about Joffy Gelhart as well. Jermaine, what did you think of that game?
I thought it was brilliant. I thought it was a great reaction, bouncing back, obviously, from those three defeats. The first one against Chelsea, we were hard done by. Man City was Man City. Arsenal are on the up. And, you know, you're playing against a team like Burnley and you're expecting and hoping for a positive result and a good performance. And I think we saw that. When they got the equaliser, Cornet, I think his name is. What Cornet. A player he is, by the way. He's so clever. So when they got the equaliser, there was a part of me that was a bit concerned. Just bouncing, basing it off the games prior to what we had. But all things considered, I think the response was excellent. Stewie Dallas popped up with another lovely goal as well, caressed it in with the inside of his left foot, which is becoming a little bit of a trademark for Stewie, isn't it? And I think it was Dan James got the final goal. It was brilliant, obviously. Just set us up really, really well. I'm more than happy, over the moon.
What did you think of, because I was saying, like, I feel like the substitutions were really inspired. Like, you know, in the second half, Burnley were trying to press us quite high up the pitch. And I thought by bringing on Joffy and Dan James, you know, a bit of pace, and particularly with Gelhardt, a bit of an unknown quantity, it felt to me that it just suddenly made the fullbacks of Burnley just go, hang on a minute, I'm going to have to watch my back here. And it just sort of made them just step off a little bit. Like, do you think that's a potential future option?
Definitely. I'm a big fan of Joffy. Big fan of his. Obviously, everybody knows what he's brought to the club in the short amount of time he's been there. And you could tell, just basing it on when he's on the touchline getting ready to come on, you can hear the reaction, you can hear the excitement of the fans, you can sense the energy bouncing up. And the type of player that he is, the way he plays, he's almost bullish, isn't he? Like, he likes to be very direct in his movements. He draws defenders out to him. He's not afraid to get physical. He picks the ball up in difficult areas of the pitch. He's not afraid to get stuck in either. So I'm a huge fan of his, huge fan. And if he continues on this path, the trajectory that he's on, listen, he could end up anywhere. He could end up absolutely top of the pops. You know, I'm super excited that that we've got him and he's a part of something so exciting, growing and going forwards.
Where we're at the season so far, in your thoughts, in your mind, Jermaine, past the halfway mark, how would you summarise the season so far?
Do you know what? Great question. I would say there's clearly, obviously, room for improvement. But with that being said, you have to look at the situations and the issues we've had to face up until this point. We had lots of players out, injured, etc. We had, 9, 10, 11 regular first team players out injured at one point.
So Jermaine has dropped out again, but in conclusion, he thinks we've done very well so far with a depleted squad, I would say. Would you agree, Matt?
I believe that was the crux of his point, yes.
We'll get him back when he's moved to room 5.
Yes.
But for you, Matt, how would you sum up the season so far? And also, as a fan, what are your hopes for the remainder of the season?
Well, I mean, Bex, which again, like broken records, but I mean, that's it, isn't it? I mean, it's been a frustrating year more than anything. You know, there's seasons that we've seen at Leeds over the last God knows how long, where it's felt like there's no fight in the team and they don't want to play, and it's been really just miserable and terrible to watch. And you just don't even have a slight feel of that this year. It's just been unfortunate. And it's nobody's fault that we've got these injuries. They've just happened and we have to do the best. But I still see so much fight in that team. I see so much determination in that team fighting as they are against this adversity. And you know, talking about the Burnley game in particular, off the string of bad results that we had, it would have been very easy for heads to drop. And that's a real tricky game when you need to get a result to bounce back and you're playing a direct rival in this relegation battle that we find ourselves in. And it just it didn't happen. That the players are just not wilting, and they're not sort of saying, oh well, you know, we've got injuries, it's really hard. They're saying, we've got injuries, so we've all got to do 200% of the work. And you see that out there. And if, you know, I don't think we're going to go down. I don't think that we've that game was huge in that context. But even if we did, I would still be able to look at this season with my head high and say that they gave everything that they had. They literally gave everything. There's that many injuries, people in the physio room. But no, I think that it's just been a frustration. We've been marred by misfortune. And I still believe that the players will come back. And I think that when they do come back, and we have a much stronger squad, that we will finish the season as we did last year. We'll finish the season really quite strongly. And potentially we might even find ourselves in a position where we'll go, can you believe we were worried about relegation at Christmas? And I truly believe that will happen.
Do you know what, Matt? Just on that, you're right. There is a real grit and determination in this side. And I actually think that because of that, there hasn't really been a true worry about relegation. I don't think Leeds fans have worried. And actually, I think that hunger, that desire and that ability to never offer excuses off the back of defeats comes from, it's a systemic thing. I think it comes from manager and even above that, all the way down, I think it filters that actually, no, we don't have excuses. We don't offer excuses. These are our players. We put them out there and they give everything. They give, like you say, 200%. all of the time.
Yeah, and you know, and Stewie talked about it last year when we beat Man City, and there was sort of everyone was sort of saying, "Oh, it's incredible, you guys all on cloud nine," and he was just like, "It's just another game," and it's the same. It's the same this season that even when we've got all these depleted, we've got a depleted squad. We play Chelsea, champions of Europe, and frankly, we should have got something from that game. That's how well we played against them. And so I think even now, like we talked about, you know, we didn't play Liverpool, obviously ended up being postponed, but even against Liverpool where, you know, you think, oh God, we've got no players, this could be terrible. You still, there's a part you go, but you just never know with this team because they're just, they've got so much heart in them that they are capable of shocking people at the most unlikeliest moments. And so, you know, once you add the strength in depth back into that team, I really think that there's still not too much of a concern, exactly as you said, yeah.
Makes you feel very proud, doesn't it? Right. Jermaine keeps dipping in and out, but it is time for moment of the week with Boost Drinks. So, Matt, this is a lot of pressure on you because you're going to have to select the winner if he doesn't return. You're going to have to pick the winner of a crate of Boost Drinks. Are you up for that? Can you do that?
Oh, well, I'll have to, won't I? I'll just have to be like a Leeds player and I'll have to just soldier on.
Proud of you. Proud of you. Right. We haven't had an episode for a few weeks. And do you know what? Loads of you have flagged this on Twitter. So apologies if you've been worried about where the lads have been, but literally was just a Christmas break. We are back. Some belting suggestions that have come in for Moment of the Week with Boost. Andrea Childs has tweeted for her Moment of the Week. She says, this is good. I wish Jermaine was here for this one. Jermaine Bedford pulling up the Kidderminster player live on Football Focus for his United comment. That'll be Leeds United. Very good that, Jermaine. He wasn't going to let that Very slide,
good.
Was he?
Very good. Excellent. I mean, it's our mantra, isn't it, on this show? We finally, I think we've drilled it into Pat. So now Bex is going further afield and drilling it into Kidderminster players.
Oh, I think he might have just joined us.
that smirk on his face, I think he caught that.
We salute you for that, Bex. Andrea Childs has got in touch to put you forward for Moment of the Week.
It's true though, isn't it? Let's be honest.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Now if we can just get all the commentators and pundits to do it and all, we might actually get somewhere.
It's tough, mate. It's tough. I'm doing the best that I can though, guys.
You are.
And girls. So know that whenever I hear it, it will be picked up and I will be saying something.
Very good.
We appreciate you, Bex. We appreciate you. Lee Stonewell has also been in touch to say, we lost the game, but it was great to see some of our youngsters get a chance against West Ham. For me, Leo Helder was the pick of the bunch. What a superb debut. Again, very good point, Lee. And we touched on that, didn't we, Matt, when Jermaine was moving around the house trying to get some Wi-Fi. But the youth that have been given the opportunity, you know, haven't looked out of place.
Yeah. And you know, that was pretty much West Ham's first team we were played against there.
Yeah.
And they can count themselves quite, obviously it ended up being 2-0 with that last minute kind of thing as we were pushing everyone forward. But they can count themselves pretty lucky to go through. An absolute testament to those players for pushing right to the very end with all the fight they had. I think that, yeah, definitely impressive.
Absolutely. And loads of you have been in touch. Obviously, it's a little bit late. It's not this week. But you've suggested Bielsa's hug with his assistant, Pablo, when that third goal went in against Burnley, which was outstanding, wasn't it? But boys, who is your winner? Are we going with Lee Stonewell or are we going with Andrea Childs?
I'll leave this one up to you, Matty, mate. You decide.
Oh, will you now? as much as it absolutely pains me to say, Andrea, I think we're going to have to send you some Boost Drinks, care of Jermaine Beckford. God.
Oh, yes. Congrats.
Well, does that mean we have to send you Boost Drinks as well, Jermaine, because you were the subject of it?
Hey, listen, I'll take them and I will donate them to our number two, whoever finishes second.
All right, yeah, there you go.
So everybody's
Andrea will get the first player's Boost Drinks. Bex will get them because he's the subject and he's going to very kindly donate them to Lee for his Moment of the Week.
Indeed.
Man of the people. Thank you very much, Jermaine Beckford. Have either of you two got any suggestions for Moment of the Week?
No.
I think that's a no.
Okay. You've got really lazy since you've had a break off over Christmas, haven't you, lads?
We're getting back in the swing of things, aren't we?
Been on a plane for 10 hours, leave me alone.
I'm going to nominate your beard, Matt, because I don't think it's going to be around for that much longer. So that's
okay. Yeah, for anyone that can't see, Matt, he's gone for like a Wolverine kind of look where he's just decided to trim just the middle the middle of his chin.
I haven't. It's blonde. I can't do anything about it. It's all there. It's just blonde.
Well, I'll tell you what then. To prove it, I want to see some just for men, some black just for men on there for the next one.
Just get a Sharpie out, Matt. Scribble it in. You'll never know.
Some, what are the mascara? I'll put some of that on there. Not very,
yeah, you've got one of those brushes anyway, haven't you?
Yeah, of course I have. I think I'd get these lashes without it. Kidding me.
LVLs.
If you are listening to the official Leeds United podcast, wherever you listen to your podcast, you can actually have a look. We put about 15 minutes on YouTube. So if you're wondering what the hell we're talking about,
you
can check Matt's beard out there. Feel free to let us know in the comments what you think of it as well. Right. Thank you so much, boys. It's been lovely being back with you.
I've had a great 10 minutes. Cheers.
Got a full Toria house, haven't we?
Yeah.
So if you want to go on YouTube and see Bex's house, we've got episode of Through the Keyhole coming soon.
Fruit keyhole.
Fruit keyhole.
Boys, do we have any plans this week? What else are you doing with the rest of your week?
I'm off to get my ears molded for my earpieces so I can listen to the directors and producers talking when I'm on television. Super fun stuff.
Oh, very fancy.
Is that a personal expense or do the BBC cover that?
Personal expense.
Really?
Yeah.
They're cheap, aren't they? Eh?
Hey, listen, I'm more than happy. I'm more than happy, Matthew.
Matt's only checking because he's your agent and he wants to know if he's going to have to work out.
Is it tax deductible? That's all I want to know.
It is. It is.
Okay, good. Excellent. Brilliant.
Jermaine's off to get his ears moulded. Matt, are you doing anything equally as interesting as that?
That sounds weird, doesn't it?
No, I'm sorry. I'm not doing anything quite as excited to that. I'm going to get back up. Well, you know, my leg is now all fully healed. I'm going to be back on the golf course this week. That's exciting, isn't it?
I would like some video clips of that, please, if you don't mind.
Yeah, okie doke. I'll get you. I've not played in 6 months, so it could be a little comedy for you. But I'll do that.
Please.
But no, it's just I'm back in Florida, so I'm just sort of wanting to get my life sorted out. I've got about 5 kilos I've got to lose after Christmas, so I'll probably be getting on with that tomorrow morning. Yeah, I know. That's what this beard's covering, by the way. That's what it's hiding.
I wasn't going to say anything, mate. Like a chipmunk.
All right, Jermaine. Absolutely savage.
I'm ruthless today, aren't I? I just missed you, like, that's all.
Oh, you know what? I really have missed you, Pear. Thank you, as always, for joining us for the official Leeds United podcast. Hopefully, Pat is going to be back with us soon. So please keep sending in your "What's that, Pat?" suggestions. And as soon as he is back with us, we will put them to him. Lads, it has been an absolute joy. Thank you both so, so much. Matt more so, because Jermaine only made the effort for about 10 minutes.
I was actually working harder than anybody today.
He's got a sweat on running around the house.
Thank you so, so much, lads. Take care. Here's to 3 points against West Ham this weekend, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Toodaloo. We are so proud. They shouted.